This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice for you to be with us this morning and coming back on a Monday after a long weekend. This is already looking, I'm already thinking about tomorrow. Tomorrow's Fat Tuesday.
I know.
Are you going to go on a Punchki run tomorrow morning?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Yeah, I think
I've how do you say it? Punchki?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you're going to have to help me out with that because I've never had one before, ever.
Yeah, this is going to be fun then.
I know. I'm excited. I had no idea what they were. I had to actually look it up this weekend. They're like little donuts.
But that's tomorrow. There's lots to get to today. We should talk about the Oscars last night. Alyssa aligns your week astrologically. Mm. We'll do that in about 20 minutes or so. Good vibes this morning. Hash it out this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back at 7:55 and 8:55. Also, something new to announce this morning, and we'll get to it soon enough. Alyssa and I want to step out, and we want to come and visit you, and we want to bring coffee.
So, doesn't that sound nice?
It really does.
Yeah, like we want to bring you coffee.
Like a coffee break with us. So much to talk about this morning. Thank you for being here. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104, we'll be right back.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So the Oscars, it's kind of like being invited to a party and everyone at the party works together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just having their conversations or talking about work stuff and you're just standing there and you have no idea what's going on.
That's kind of what it feels like to me, which is why I usually skip this one. I don't think I've ever watched the Oscars other than 2020, and yeah, I was just bored.
That's what the Oscars have become for me.
Yeah.
But I still like to tune in occasionally because I like to be invited to the party.
You don't want to miss out.
I like to be included, but
Bill,
yeah,
will have FOMO even through the TV.
But I'll be honest, I mean, and just like you, I haven't seen any of these movies.
No, and that's the thing is I always feel stupid when I watch the Oscars because, yeah, I'm like, I've never even heard of these movies.
Last year was a little bit different because the movies were Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Yeah, and those were like the two big ones that were winning everything, and those were really popular.
But this year, yeah, we're back to movies that, yeah, I haven't seen, and I don't even know if I want to see, to be honest with you.
Right, like I don't even feel like I'm missing anything most of the time. But look like they're way too smart for me to understand.
But here's what you missed last night, if you're worried about missing anything. So the show began with a tribute to Los Angeles, as they are still recovering from the January wildfires. So they took like a bunch of iconic moments from movies that were filmed in LA, mm-hmm, and spliced them all together. And then after that, you go inside the theater and Ariana Grande kicked off the show. And oh my goodness, was this something special.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up.
And then Cynthia Erivo came out after that.
Oh,
and
she did?
She sang a song, and I'm just like, whoa!
Oh, wow, that mic was on.
It was incredible. It blew me away. I have not seen Wicked. I don't really want to see Wicked, but those two are extremely talented, Ariana and Cynthia.
And their chemistry together is just, like, so good.
Yeah, they blew me away. Some of the big awards from last night. Well, this is one of the first awards that they gave out, was Best Supporting Actor. They usually do that one to kick off the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kieran Culkin won that one. You know Kieran Culkin from Home Alone?
Well, no, he's the other one.
No, he's in the movie.
Is he?
He's Macaulay's little brother.
Wait, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did he win it? What did he win it for?
He is in a movie called, A Real Pain.
I've never even heard of that.
It's a movie written and directed by Jesse Eisenberg. And I know it's streaming somewhere right now in one of my apps. And I've even looked at it and I'm like, do I want to watch this? And then I skip over it. And I don't know why I do that. But Kieran Culkin won Best Actor for a Supporting Role. Now, here's what happened last night. During his acceptance speech, he talked about how last year he won an Emmy, probably for Succession.
Yeah.
And he was joking around that with his wife, if he won an Emmy for Succession, that they would have a third kid. Well, he tells the story better in his acceptance speech.
About a year ago, I was on a stage like this, and I very stupidly publicly said that I want a third kid from her because she said if I won the award, she would give me the kid. It turns out she said that because she didn't think I was going to win. But people came up to her and were like, really annoying her. I think it got to her. But anyway... after the show, we're walking through a parking lot. She's holding the Emmy. We're trying to find our car. Emily, you were there, so you're a witness. And she goes, oh, God, I did say that. I guess I owe you a third kid. And I turned to her and I said, really, I want four. And she turned to me. I swear to God, this happened. It was just over a year ago. She said, I will give you four when you win an Oscar.
Oh, she's probably eating her words right now.
That was a very cute moment. And he said, Kieran said in his speech at the end, he's like, my wife, ye of little faith.
Oh my gosh. That is too funny.
Oh,
so next year, if he has another kid, we know why.
Yeah, we'll see if they start popping out kids.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Conan O'Brien was the host of the Oscars last night. I really enjoy Conan.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of the funniest people that I've ever seen in my life. You know, from writing on Saturday Night Live to writing on The Simpsons to hosting his own late night show. So he had a bit last night with Adam Sandler in the audience. So Timothy Chalamet sitting there. Timothy's wearing, by the way, Timothy was one of the only ones not wearing a tux last night. He was, but it was a yellow, bright yellow tux.
Oh, okay.
Everybody else was more formal. But then there's Adam Sandler, who's sitting there with a hoodie on and basketball shorts. And Conan kicks him out of the theater for not dressing up. So here's Adam being kicked out of the theater last night.
Yeah, I'm leaving! I have to! It's not you! No, it's not you, it's him! He's the one you caused this!
But I'm sorry.
You are all welcome to join me for a game of 5-on-5 basketball at Veteran Park tonight. Midnight tip-off, the guy from Nosferatu, where is he? He's on my team. One more thing. Chalamet!
Yeah, he walks up to Timothy and grabs him by the face, and he's like, Chalamet!
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And Timothy was there with one of the Jenners. Which one is he with?
Kylie,
yeah, they were there together.
Okay.
Let's see, I have two more jokes here from Conan. I thought these were two really good jokes from last night.
Welcome back to the 97th Long Form Content Awards. Anora's having a good night.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, that's great news. Two wins already. I guess Americans are excited to see somebody finally stand up to a powerful Russian.
Anora did have a good... Anora won Best Picture. Anora is described as a strip club Cinderella story.
Okay, this is the
really
one
weird.
That has had so much drama, right? Like, there was drama that, like, Netflix wasn't going to pay one of the actresses to, like, go to award shows. That's this movie, right?
Actually, I haven't heard of that. Mm. I don't know. Mikey Madison is in the movie. She won Best Actress. Sean Baker is the director. He won Best Director. The other big awards, Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist. And Zoe Saldana won Best Actress in a supporting role for Emilia Perez.
Okay.
I went to bed, like, I watched for 2 hours. I went to bed, like, right around the two-hour mark. So I didn't watch the end. I did see this joke, though, right in the middle of the show from Conan.
Well, we're halfway through the show, which means it's time for Kendrick Lamar to come out and call Drake a pedophile.
So those were the highlights from last night.
Don't worry, I'm lawyered up.
Did he come out?
Anyway.
No.
Because I was going to say, I mean, he did do it at the Grammys. He did do it at the halftime show. So
just
let's go
jokes.
Three for three.
All jokes. All right, Alyssa, aligns your week. She gets it started by looking at our charts. She'll tell us how the week is going to go. It's coming up. Q104, new album from Lady Gaga dropping this Friday. Then she's going to be on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Doing double duty, right?
Yeah.
Hosting and as the musical guest.
Tate McRae was the musical guest this past weekend. She showed up in a sketch, though.
Oh, yeah. I did think that that was kind of cute, the way that they put her in there.
All right. Alyssa aligns your week. She uses all the data and puts it together. This is your week astrologically.
All right.
What do you have
so
for us, Alyssa?
Here we are. We're in March. We made it. So we are still in Venus retrograde, if you remember me mentioning that last week. That goes through the middle of April. And since Venus is the planet of love and beauty, you might be noticing, again, some little bit of turmoil, maybe. Some bumps in the road, some obstacles.
I hope not.
In your relationships. But Venus in retrograde, it's not meant to destroy your relationships. It's just meant for you to reflect, reassess your relationships. And also keep in mind, I feel like when we think of relationships, we think romantic. These can also be platonic. They can be friends. They can be professional. So just some things to keep in mind as we make our way through that Venus retrograde. And then today, Mercury is moving into Aries. Does that mean anything to you, Bill?
Absolutely not.
Nope, not a thing.
What should it mean?
All right. So this is what you should take away from this. Aries. Okay. So this is your sign, right?
No, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, yeah. You're a Pisces. I always get the two confused. Okay. So Aries is the sign of me. It's kind of a selfish sign. They're a little self-centered. But in terms of Mercury moving into Aries, you might be feeling like you have a little more confidence to speak your mind more freely. As we make our way through this week, try not to second guess yourself. This week is actually one of those weird weeks where your gut instinct is usually right. And also, it's important to note that there's a difference between talking with confidence and cockiness. Hmm. So take that self-confidence that you might be feeling from Mercury moving into Aries. Speak confidently. Do not speak cockily. Is that a word?
Whoa,
sorry about that.
I don't know. I will search that. I will grab my Webster's dictionary. I will search that up.
So yeah, make sure that communication is direct this week. Assertive, focus on taking action. So if you've, you know, been thinking about doing something, you've had some time to digest it, accept it, now is the time to do something. That could be anything from advocacy. That could be a new hobby, maybe, that you've been researching, that you're like, I know what I need. I need this, this, and this, and this is how I get in. So, you know, something to do this week is you could hop into a new hobby. Could also, you know, maybe think about a new job if that's something that's been in the back of your head.
You are stressing me out with all this stuff this week.
Hey, this is the week. If you're feeling self-confident this week with Mercury moving into Aries, take advantage of it.
I'm not feeling confident at all now. Like, it's just the opposite. Now you want me to look for a job and start a new hobby all this week?
If you're unhappy with your current job, this is a great week to start maybe applying to new jobs.
I'm perfectly happy. What are you trying to say?
Stay here.
Man, I don't like this.
Maybe you can just focus on finding a new hobby since you have the job department figured out.
Okay, that sounds better.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I feel like you're trying to speak between the lines to me.
I'm not.
Like, you should apply for a new job.
I'm really...
Have you thought about that, Bill? Have
oh
you thought
my God.
Of... This is a perfect week for you to do it.
I would be more blunt if I was going to say it. Come on.
All right. Alyssa aligns your week every Monday on the Q Morning Show. It's a great transition into good vibes because now we're feeling good. We know how to approach the week. And what has you feeling good this morning? Good vibes on the way at 6:55. You can always get in touch with us. 216-474-0104.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I always go with them
every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
All right, we're heading out to Avon Lake so we can talk to Kristen and get a good vibe this morning. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Yeah, so I had to have an appointment out of town a couple hours away, and it's where my dad lives. And I haven't seen my dad in a few months, but because of the time of the appointment, I got to go out. And he's in his 70s, but, like, we went out to karaoke and dinner. And it was just, like, a really fun time to just go sing karaoke with my dad in the middle of a work week.
Wait, that sounds like a blast.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Whose idea was it to go karaoke? Was that your dad or was that you?
Absolutely my 75-year-old father.
Yes! Oh, yes, it was.
What is your dad's go-to karaoke song? What song did he, the first song that he sang when he went up there?
Okay, his go-to song, and it does not matter the time of year, is the Monster Mash.
Oh my gosh, even better.
Oh my God, that is
so hysterical. He's up there singing the Monster Mash in the yeah. middle of February.
Exactly. Like the most Valentine's Day Monster Mash, right?
Does he do the accents and everything else, like the Transylvania Twist?
Of course he does.
He does all that.
If it's his go-to karaoke song, he has to.
That is adorable.
Yeah, it was a really great time. Really good vibes for the week.
I love it. Kristen, thank you for sharing that good vibe with us.
Absolutely.
216-474-0104. I was just trying to quickly see if I could find this. Should we let it roll?
Yeah, why not? Monday morning, let's go. Monday morning Monster Mash, why not?
Like if someone tunes in like a minute later, they're like, what is going on the Q Morning Show this morning?
Right?
Nah, I won't do it.
Oh, come on.
Come on, it's March now.
It's never the wrong time for the Monster Mash.
It's Q104. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us this morning. So I believe that my son, Will, experienced a crucial rite of passage over the weekend. And I didn't even realize it until it was happening in the moment. So Saturday night, he had some basketball thing.
Uh-huh.
And it wrapped up around 6:30 or so. And Paula was at work. She had to work late on Saturday.
Okay.
And my youngest son, Drew, was with his grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just me and Will. And it's 6:30 and we're starving. And I'm like, all right, so if I go home and I make him dinner, I don't know what I'm going to make. And it's going to take forever to make it. And it's already almost 7 o'clock.
Right.
And I'm like, but do I want to stop and get something to eat?
It's the worst. It's the worst position to be put in because it's like, I'm hungry now, but I also don't want to spend money.
Also because I know that my wife, Paula, would be upset if I go through a drive-thru or something.
Oh,
because
you know she's going to tell you, we got food at home.
That's exactly what she would say. And we went out to eat the night before, Paula and I, mm-hmm. and we spent a lot of money. So she's like, why do you have to go out on Saturday night too?
Right.
But common sense took over here. And I'm like, I got to go. We got to go somewhere. And so I asked him, I said, what do you want? And he always says the same thing every time. He's like, let's go to McDonald's. And I'm like, what? I don't want to go to McDonald's.
Wow. That's what he just picks?
Yeah.
Would you give him the run of everything?
Same thing every time.
Huh.
Double quarter pounder with cheese and a chocolate shake. Same thing every time. He doesn't like fries.
Okay. You know what? Well, why mess it up if it's not broken, I guess.
But I said, I don't want to go to McDonald's. So you're going to have to pick another place. So we're going home and I'm going to find you something to eat. I'm going to make it there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it hit me. I'm like, how about Taco Bell. And he's like, I don't know. And I said, when was the last time you've been to Taco Bell? And he's like, I don't think I've ever been to Taco Bell.
What?
And I said, you're right. I haven't been to Taco Bell in years.
He's 13.
Right.
13 years. He's never had Taco Bell.
And I said, we're going to Taco Bell. So I start, we're driving there. I start explaining the menu to him. And so he decides on, as we're pulling up to the drive-thru window, he decides on two soft tacos. Because he, I mean, we make tacos at home, so
yeah.
He knows what it is. And he decides on two soft tacos. And I said, I don't think that's going to be enough.
No, it's not. It's definitely not enough.
And he's like, it's going to be fine. Two. And I said, why don't you try something else? I said, you love Cool Ranch Doritos. I said, they make Doritos, Cool Ranch tacos. And he's like, oh, that doesn't sound good. I said, you don't know what you're talking about right now. It's delicious. You need to get that. And he's like, I'll just stick with the two soft tacos. So that's what he orders.
Okay, so that's all.
I just ordered three hard shell tacos.
Okay. Did he get a Baja Blast?
He did.
You gotta get a Baja Blast.
So how did he know about the Baja Blast if he's never been to Taco Bell?
I'm not sure.
You know what? I did ask him. He said, TikTok. He said, I've seen it on TikTok. TikTok affects his order. So he knows about the world through TikTok.
I feel like if there is one thing that the kids know about Taco Bell, it's probably Baja Blast.
So that's what he got. Two soft tacos and a Baja Blast. And we go home and we sit down. By the way, $12. $12 is all it costs.
Okay.
So I felt good about myself. I'm like, okay, I can defend myself to Paula over $12.
And I think Taco Bell is supposedly like the healthiest fast food. So I don't know how true that is.
So we get home and we eat and he has his two soft tacos.
He's done with them in like 36 seconds.
And he's like, I'm still hungry.
No kidding, Will.
And I said, this is good. I said, this is all right. I said, you're learning. You need to learn. This is an experience for you. You need to refine your order. Mm-hmm. You have to find your go-to order. You have to discover your go-to order at Taco Bell. I said, this is a good first trip for you. I said, now, over the next, few years, as you get into high school, we can refine it and you'll know exactly what you want. I said, because you'll be out there someday.
Yep.
I said, in college, it's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning and you're going to want Taco Bell. And then he's like, why would I want Taco Bell at 3 o'clock in the morning? And I said, you know what? That's a conversation for another day. We don't need to get into that right now.
Nope. He will understand it soon enough. Soon enough. No, everybody does have like their go-to order though, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Like I do my beefy Fritos burrito, three soft tacos, one Doritos Locos taco.
My go-tos aren't even on the menu anymore because I used to love those gorditas.
Oh, didn't they just bring them back? I think that they did.
I didn't see it on the menu. I didn't study it for hours, but
yeah,
I didn't
they
see
brought
it,
it back
there.
Like at some point last year, but they might already be gone again. Well, I'm so glad that you showed Will the ways of Taco Bell on a Saturday night at that.
Just passing along my knowledge. That's my responsibility as a dad, to pass along what I have learned in life along to my son.
I hope he cherishes that memory for years to come.
All right, this morning. I know it's Lisa. Is it Lisa and Dave?
Yes.
Lisa and Dave are going to join us. Yeah, they're engaged. Didn't they just move in together?
I think so.
And already having issues.
Yeah, so this is very promising.
So Lisa and Dave are going to explain their issue. We're going to help them hash it out this morning on the Q Morning Show.
Don't move. Q104.
Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We are ready to hash it out this morning. We have an engaged couple this morning, and we don't want them to fight or disagree about anything anymore. So that's why they're on the show this morning, to hash it out. It's Lisa and Dave. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Dave, you just hang on for a second. We're going to hear from Lisa first. She's going to tell us her side of the story, and then we'll bring in Dave so he can issue a rebuttal.
Defend himself.
Right. Go ahead, Lisa. What's happening between the two of you?
All right, here we go. So just for context, I just moved into Dave's house last year, just like a few months before we got engaged. And this is just like the first time I've gone into deep cleaning, spring cleaning mode while we've been together.
Did his place really need it?
It doesn't really need it, but, you know, it's just one of those things you need to do at least once a year, right? And the guys don't typically do.
A woman's touch can never hurt.
All right.
Right, exactly. So it's not filthy. But, yeah, I just kind of want, you know, I'm new. I just moved in there, and I just kind of want to get it cleaned up to my standards, whatever. So over the weekend, I just decided to get a head start, tackle the fridge. It seems like, you know, it's just so full that there's barely any space in there. I can't put much stuff in there. And I just went ahead and threw away all the old leftovers, like anything that had gone bad, of course. But then the issue that Dave is having is that apparently I threw away his precious condiment stash. I didn't know he loved condiments, but he's upset I threw them away. So
you said you threw away stuff that was expired, right?
Yeah, like just older expired stuff. Like some of the stuff had expired years ago, like 2022, 21. And he's upset saying that condiments don't go bad. Like, which is not true. That's disgusting.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Years ago. I think they're bad, Dave. Like, we can buy new condiments.
So, Lisa, you were being Aunt Bonnie.
I don't know who's Aunt Bonnie.
Yeah, I don't know who Aunt Bonnie is either.
You're right. I do have to explain this. What this makes me think of is that Geico commercial. Do you remember that? With the one with the ants. And the ants are, they move into the house. And
I didn't see that one.
No.
The one aunt, she's in the fridge and she's like going through the fridge and she's pulling out condiments. And she's like, expired, expired, expired.
Oh.
They're like, thanks, Aunt Bonnie.
Thank you.
That is what it was like. And I've done this for my, you know, my grandparents and things. But like, I'm not going to live in a house where we have old condiments we can't use.
Well, yeah, because then you go to pull something out and it's expired and you're like, well, crap, like. I'd rather just know that we don't have it so that I can buy it next time I'm at the store.
Right. It's not even like it's expensive to replace condiments. That's the thing. I don't know why he's mad about it.
All right, Dave, let's bring you in now because I have some questions and I'm going to be leading the witness here. But Dave, your fiance has moved in with you and she's cleaning your place and she's taking care of you. Why do you have a problem with her throwing away expired condiments?
Well, I have a problem because it's my stuff.
Okay, well, put very simply, that makes sense, I guess.
It's not like I'm going in his closet throwing away clothes, you know? Not the same.
It is the same. And
I mean, it's expired. Were you never going to throw it away?
Okay, so here's the thing about the whole, like, the expiration date. Some of that stuff does not expire. I am 46 years old. And never once in my life have I paid attention to expiration dates on condiments.
I mean, but you do realize they have an expiration date. That's why they print on the bottle. Like, they print on the bottle for a reason.
It's a suggestion, okay? And it's a marketing ploy to get you to buy more stuff, okay? The date on the bottle means best buy, but it doesn't mean that it's bad buy after that date.
That's not true. Maybe for some things, but not the stuff I threw away.
I found that commercial. Hold on. I got to play it.
Expired. Expired. Expired.
Thanks, Aunt Bonnie.
Oh, that's Lisa.
Just makes me laugh.
Yep, that's Lisa.
I was Aunt Bonnie. And I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
A couple of things here that I want to mention before we open up the phones. 216-474-0104. Dave, I mean, in Dave's first sentence, he's like, you threw away my stuff. Dave, you just got engaged. Lisa just moved in. It's no longer your stuff.
They're your condiments together.
It's everyone's stuff.
There's no more me. There's only we.
Where the condiments is where I draw a line.
I can't believe that he's choosing this hill to die on.
I know.
Like, this is the first battle that they're having. 216-474-0104. Dave says condiments never expire. Lisa just wants to get rid of them out of the fridge.
Well, especially because the expiration dates were like years ago.
They're not expired.
All right, Dave.
216-474-0104. May this be the biggest issue that you guys have in a very long time. Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Text came in that says, Dave sounds a little mean. Yeah, he did sound a little angry at one point there.
I know, especially over like ketchup and mustard and hot sauces. Like, come on, guy.
He's weirdly protective of his condiments.
I know.
But Dave just accepted Lisa into his house.
They just got engaged last year. So this is the first time that Lisa said that she's really gotten a chance to like deep clean the house, and she started to clean out the fridge.
And Lisa moved in with Dave. No, they moved in, yeah, they moved in together, and then they got engaged.
Yeah.
So she said yes to spending the rest of her life with him. I mean, I would think that she knows better. If Dave has anger issues over things in his fridge, I think we could probably overlook. I think Lisa probably knows best.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be fair, though, you know, he did say that this is where his line goes. Like, this crossed the line for him. So maybe he's cool with everything else.
All right. Lainey in Medina is going to join us right now. Lainey, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on all this?
Well, first of all, there is a good reason that everything has an expiration date. It can go bad, no doubt about it. But more importantly, I wanted to say good job on doing hash it out, am I a bleep hole, and red flag Friday all on Monday.
Oh, yeah. This kind of does check all the boxes.
It does, yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that until you pointed it out. Lisa. Yeah, Dave did sound like an angry elf.
He did.
Yeah, I would be a little concerned if he's acting this way about condiments and saying it's my house and, you know, my condiments and everything. I would be a little concerned about getting married.
Well,
especially when he said he was 46.
Yes, he did say that.
He did.
Yeah. I think what happens, I don't know if you've noticed this, Alyssa, as well, is we hear from people and they tell us about their issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that sometimes when they go on the air, I think maybe Dave felt the need to ham it up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe to exaggerate his feelings. You know,
I think he might have really, like, once he started talking. Because you know how sometimes when you're in the middle of a conversation, you kind of start realizing you're wrong.
Maybe that was it, too.
Could have been that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of pressure when
right.
you go live on the radio. And, I mean, we would prefer everybody just be themselves. But maybe, you know, Dave was exaggerating a little bit about, you know, how strongly he feels about the condiments. It's possible. Megan in Elyria, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about this? Yeah, go ahead.
I am a chef. I have been for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff has... It does have a long expiration date. They usually last 3 to 6 months. But you're complaining about throwing stuff away that's only like $3 or $4.
Right.
Like, get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so even as a chef, though, you're saying like those things do go bad.
They do. After a while, the emulsion separates and then it does not re-solidify after a while. So they go bad.
Okay, that settles it right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right there.
Dave, you heard it from an expert. That is a chef.
Case in point.
What else do you need, Dave? That's it.
It's a fact. It does go bad.
All right. Well, hopefully that's the last we hear from Lisa and Dave.
I just saw another text roll in. Buy separate fridges. One for her and one for him so that she doesn't need to go into his fridge at all.
Well, that is not a practical solution, but thank you very much.
Thanks for that.
It's Q104. Billie Eilish, Q104. We had Chef Emily call in a second ago. I should have asked Chef Emily where she works, where she chefs.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Because Cleveland Restaurant Week starts today.
Oh, really?
Cleveland Restaurant Week, today through March 14th.
How many restaurants are there?
Cleveland Restaurant Week, now through March 14th.
Yeah.
Who screwed that up?
Oh, I see. That's 2 weeks.
It's longer than a week.
That's 2 weeks.
No, they usually do it that way. Yeah, 30. You mentioned how many restaurants are you? What restaurants?
No, how many?
30.
30? That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Independent
nice.
Restaurants, they're offering 3-course prefixed dinners starting at $39 per person.
Oh, wow.
There's a long list of restaurants that are participating this year. These are very nice restaurants. You're going to get a very nice meal at all of these places. These are not places that I usually go to.
These are like special occasion places.
Yeah, like Comfort Cleveland, Dockside Cafe, Don's Lighthouse, Flipside Hudson.
I haven't even heard some of these.
The list goes on. Pier W. The list goes on and on. The website where you can find out more information about Cleveland Restaurant Week, it's clevelandindependence.com. Find out about Cleveland Restaurant Week.
All right.
We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge will play for the first time this week coming up. I have to tell you, I don't know what the prize is this morning. I know we have things to choose from. I don't know what you're supposed to get. I know we have tickets for the Fan Expo.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we got some tickets to the Fan Expo. And then coming up next hour at 8:55, we're going to have some tickets to the Home and Remodeling Expo.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a discrepancy about that, but okay. That's fine with me. So Fan Expo tickets coming up, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We will need someone to play in about 10 minutes.
Wake up.
Wake up.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Matt in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
You are next in the hot seat to take on Alyssa, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Your 5 questions today, Matt. There is a special theme to today's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, okay?
All right.
Identify the theme early. It may help you out with the later questions. We'll see. I'm trying something new this morning, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Question number 1, the name of the NCAA basketball tournament that takes place this month.
March Madness.
Question 2, what type of musical group is known to play in parades and at halftime of football games?
Marching band.
Question 3, a song by the Dave Matthews Band that begins, he wakes up in the morning.
I'm going to say the song's March. I'm not sure.
Question 4, fill in the blank to this song, when the blank go marching in.
when the ants.
Final question. In Shakespeare literature, what is known as the 15th of March?
I don't know.
All right, let's tally you up here. Actually, first, let's get Alyssa back in the studio, and then we'll get you all tallied up.
All right.
Alyssa, will you please come on back to the studio?
Let's see. I have you down for... I have you down for 2 out of 5 today, Matt.
All right.
2 out of 5. Alyssa, meet Matt in Parma.
Oh, good morning, Matt, in Parma.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Living the dream.
I was just explaining to Matt there's a special theme today on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Okay.
So if you identify the theme early, it may help you with some of the later questions. I don't know.
Do I get a bonus point if I identify it early?
No.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if this is going to help or not, because it didn't really help Matt.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see.
Question number one. The name of the NCAA basketball tournament that takes place this month?
March Madness.
Question two. What type of musical group is known to play in parades and at halftime of football games?
Marching bands.
A song by the Dave Matthews Band that begins, "He wakes up in the morning."
Yeah, I don't know.
See, if you would have recognized the theme.
I don't know. It's something with March.
Ants marching.
Ants marching. I'm not a Dave Matthews Band girly.
That's like one of their biggest hit songs.
I don't know any of them.
Yeah, me neither.
You worked in alternative radio.
We did not play Dave Matthews Band.
Question four. Fill in the blank to this song. When the blank go marching in.
Is it the ants?
That's what Matt said.
Now you got me thinking about ants marching.
Now I was thinking about New Orleans, Mardi Gras, when the Saints go marching in is what we were looking for.
Oh,
there.
I see what you were saying.
Okay. Final question. In Shakespeare literature, what is known as the 15th of March?
Oh God. Yeah, I don't know.
The Ides of March.
I must have been sleeping during that point in 10th grade literature when we were talking about Shakespeare. In fact, I can almost guarantee you I was sleeping because Shakespeare was one of my least favorite sections.
Did you identify the theme of today's questions?
Is it March?
It's March.
It's March, yep.
Yeah. So you went 2 for 5 today, Alyssa. Unfortunately, Matt also went 2 for 5.
Oh, okay. Hey, there we go. Twinsies, Matt.
Those last three questions were just impossible for both of you. So, Matt, thank you so much for listening this morning. Thank you for playing. We are going to set you up with a fantastic prize. I promise you will love it.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it. My name is Matt, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So yeah, very soon we might be jumping in the car and heading over to where you are, to where you work, and we want to bring you coffee. Here's how all of this got started, because I think this is so cool. It's very organic how all of this came about.
Oh yeah.
So we're looking for sponsors of this show all the time. God knows we need them.
Yeah.
And we noticed it didn't happen just once. It happened twice on our show. During our Good Vibe segment.
We do it at 6:55 every morning.
Two people over the past few months called in and said that their Good Vibe was drinking coffee from 7 Brew.
Yeah, and so many times that we've been in meetings, one of our other coworkers who's in those meetings always mentions 7 Brew and how good it is because there's one right next to my house.
Yeah, 7 Brew drive-through coffee. There's multiple locations mm-hmm. around Northeast Ohio. But we went to the powers that be, the salespeople, and said, hey, can you check in with 7 Brew? It seems like our listeners love 7 Brew.
Right.
Maybe they would want to sponsor the show. And lo and behold, it all came together.
And now here we have the Q Brew Crew.
And you could be a part of the Q Brew Crew. Here's how you do it. You go to Q104.com and find the link. You could win a $50 gift card this week. I think we have a $50 gift card to give away every single week. And then, if you win that, you'll qualify for the monthly grand prize, which is $200
Woo!
In 7 Brew gift cards, drink vouchers. We'll have T-shirts and so much more. And Alyssa and I will bring it over to your office.
Hook you guys up. And how Bill said, you can get signed up on Q104.com. It's literally the very first thing on the page. So right when you open up the website, Q104.com, you'll see a picture of me and Bill right there, and it says Brew Crew. Click on that, put your info in, and get in on all the action.
And if you're the monthly grand prize winner, it could work one of two ways. We could come over to your office, and we could hang out and drink coffee with you, or you could just take the stuff and send us on our way. You could
and
say,
be like, yeah, please leave. I don't want to sit here with you.
There's no need for you guys to hang out. Thanks for the coffee. Bye now.
Us hanging out is not a requirement.
Bye-bye.
But we would like to if you're down.
Okay. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again this hour coming up at 8:55 this morning. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 returns shortly.
Morgan Wallen, Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us this morning. So about 10 minutes ago, Alyssa and I were sitting here and we were discussing what we are going to talk about next on the show. And I was pitching this idea. It was something that I want to highlight in Kieran Culkin's acceptance speech last night. He won Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that he said during his speech. But I was like, is that relatable? Is that relatable to other people? I don't know.
I think it definitely is.
But I can't think of any other examples. So I guess that's why we're going to throw it out here. But let's explain it first. So Kieran Culkin, he wins Best Supporting Actor for the movie A Real Pain, which I have not seen. I know it's streaming somewhere on some app that I subscribe to, and I've seen it, and I'm like,
yeah.
Do I want to watch this? And then I will skip past it, and for some reason I haven't watched it. I should just watch it.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's winning Oscars, it must be worth it.
But Kieran Culkin, he was there with his wife last night, and he gets up on stage, and he has his acceptance speech, and he's talking about how about a year ago at the Emmy Awards, he won an Emmy, and I think it was probably for his role on Succession.
Uh-huh.
And they had some agreement worked out where if he won an Emmy at last year, that they would have a third kid.
Right.
And then it never happened, and he brought that up last night at the Oscars in his speech. So here it is.
About a year ago, I was on a stage like this, and I very stupidly publicly said that I want a third kid from her because she said if I won the award, she would give me the kid. It turns out she said that because she didn't think I was going to win. But and people came up to her and were like, you know, really annoying her. I think it got to her. But anyway, after the show, we're walking through a parking lot. She's holding Emmy. We're trying to find our car. Emily, you were there, so you're a witness. And she goes, oh, God, I did say that. I guess I owe you a third kid. And I turned to her and I said, really, I want 4. And she turned to me. I swear to God this happened. It was just over a year ago. She said, I will give you 4 when you win an Oscar.
Lesson learned. Don't make bets that you are not willing to deliver on.
And that's what I thought we could get into, because I've been racking my brain trying to think about this. Like, is that relatable to just regular people like you and me?
Like, is there like a milestone that you told yourself, like you and your partner, that you guys had to hit before you started thinking about having kids?
So it's kind of like, we'll have another kid, or we'll just have a kid if blank happens.
Right.
Like, what could that be? Like, if I get this job, or if I win the lottery, I don't know. I mean,
for me, it would be like, if I can just even keep like a plant alive for like a year, that might be a good test of a child.
So for Paula and me, it was never a discussion like this. It was, the discussion that we had was, time is running out.
Oh, you're like, clock is ticking, baby, let's go.
Yeah. Like, I'm 36. I do not want to be an old dad. So if we're going to do this,
we got to do it.
We need to have our kids before I turn 40.
Right.
And that was our conversation. I mean, is that kind of the same thing? I don't know.
I guess kind of.
216-474-0104. Maybe if no one calls for this, then I'll come up with a backup plan of something else we can talk about, Alyssa. And I will apologize to you if nobody calls for this. But fill in the blank for us. We'll have another kid. It was the agreement that you had. We'll have another kid if blank.
What is the blank?
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. My apologies, Alyssa. I am sorry. Clearly, that is not a conversation that anybody
Maybe
ever
it's just
has.
Too early for that conversation to be happening right now.
Possibly. I am also, I'm quite good at coming up with non-relatable or unrelatable topics.
That is not true.
Things that...
That is not true.
I can come up with relatable topics of things that people talk about, but I can also come up with things that nobody wants to talk about. And clearly that was something that nobody wants to talk about right now. No calls, no texts. We will move on. We will persevere. I just thought it was interesting what Kieran Culkin
had to
say.
Oh, I do too. I don't have kids, but I assume that like whenever that time comes, Bryce and I will probably have something similar to that. Like a milestone that we're like, okay, we got to do this first before we do that. I don't know. Maybe like a dog. Like maybe we get a dog first. Even a dog right now even seems like too much of a responsibility for us.
A dog is good practice? I don't know. You can't compare the two except for the fact that you're just responsible for another living creature. That's what it is.
Compared to a cat, I feel like a dog requires a lot more attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because my cats, I can just give them food and, like, they're chill. Like, they don't need anything else.
Yeah, I mean, our dog Myrtle is always in your face, always wants attention. She's always around.
Yeah, I think that for us, I think that's going to be our milestone that we need to reach before we think about having little kidlets.
All right, moving on to something else that I thought was interesting, but maybe no one else will. This is also from the Oscars last night. So Best Picture went to the movie Anora.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sean Baker goes up there. He's the director, and he is talking about his movie. This is the interesting part of what I found in his speech. I'm going to play it for you right now.
So we're all here tonight and watching this broadcast because we love movies. Where did we fall in love with the movies? At the movie theater. Watching a film in the theater with an audience is an experience. We can laugh together, cry together, scream in fright together, perhaps sit in devastated silence together. And in a time in which the world can feel very divided, this is more important than ever. It's a communal experience you simply don't get at home.
Do you agree with that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I do. But also, like, eggs are like $10, dude. Like, trying to go to the movies is, like, insane. So, cut me some slack for waiting till it comes to streaming, okay?
Sean Baker, the director, and other Hollywood executives and directors and actors are trying to advocate for a 90-day... blackout. So basically they want to keep movies off of streaming for like 90 days and keep it in theaters longer so people are more compelled to go to the theater.
Like I see the benefit behind that. I totally do. But like I still don't even know if that's going to get me to the theater because I like to go to the movies.
Yeah.
But it's just like it used to be one of those things that was like the cheap date to do, like something super easy. Movies were like some days they would have like $5 movies. Now it's like, if you want to go and do that as a date night and you're going to get any sort of snacks, we've talked about this, you're going to be shelling out at least $50. Like at least.
I still love going to the movies. I rarely go. And it's probably because of the expense. I just prefer the movie going experience to being at home because streaming a movie at my house is almost impossible. If I'm watching a movie with my wife, she has lots of questions about things. She constantly wants to pause the movie and go get something out of the kitchen or go get a snack or something like that. The kids will interrupt us, you know, and it takes 7 hours to get through a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. Kind of the nice thing in theaters. You can't hit pause.
Yeah.
You got to stay on task.
And then. There is a movie right now on Netflix that I want to watch. It's called Saturday Night. It was just in theaters. It's about the first Saturday Night Live episode.
Oh, it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix now.
Okay.
And I went to watch it the other day, and I can't watch it.
Why?
Because I have the Netflix tier that has ads. The movie does not show on that tier. I would have to upgrade my Netflix subscription to get the subscription without ads in order to see this movie.
You guys, this is about to be Bill's 13th reason.
So now...
this is not good. This was not the time for this to happen to you, because streaming services has already been a point of contention in Bill's life.
So now these streaming apps are segregating movies from the tiers.
Oh.
So because I don't want to pay an extra $8 a month, I can't watch that movie.
And now you're being punished.
I might as well just rent the movie for $4 or whatever it is on Amazon.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't understand what is happening.
Oh, man. Yeah, they got to get this under. We're going to end up back at cable. We're going to end up back with cable.
And going back to the movie theaters.
I'm telling you, we're just regressing.
I really don't have a problem with that either.
I'm not complaining about it. Honestly, everything else has gotten so complicated lately. Complaining.
You want to chime in on that? Do you like the movie theater or do you prefer to stream at home? 216-474-0104. It's Q104. It's Q104. So I guess if you were watching Hulu last night, if you use Hulu, like Hulu Live TV, to watch your local channels, they went out last night. They had technical issues.
Oh, yeah. I saw that this morning. I thought that I read that they had fixed them like right before the show was about to start.
They missed the last two award presentations. So if you're watching the Oscars, you had no idea who won the last two awards because of the technical issues. Now, see, technical issues, that's a whole different thing with the streaming apps. Do we have more technical issues now with the streaming apps than we did? Because cable would go out. Cable used to go out all the time.
I think that streaming services are learning, like, how to handle the amount of audience that tunes in to watch live things. Like Netflix, for instance, when they tried to do, like, a live reunion for Love is Blind a couple years ago, the whole app crashed.
They can't handle the bandwidth.
They couldn't handle it. But now, the Jake Paul fight a couple of weeks ago or a couple months ago, that one went pretty okay. It definitely had some problems. But now I'm watching, like, WWE Raw every Monday is live on Netflix, and it's been good. So
okay.
I think it's just them trying to figure out, like, how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, technical issues are, I mean, we have technical issues all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it happens. I'm just saying that, is it a streaming app issue specifically? Or
I think it kind of is. I think it's a bandwidth issue.
Because so many things can happen. You could lose your cable if you had cable, or your satellite could go out, or, you know, you lose your Wi-Fi at your house.
Oh, gosh, that's a nightmare.
So many things can go wrong. Okay, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Hopefully nothing will go wrong during the game. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. We have tickets to the Home and Remodel Show,
yes,
I believe, coming to the IX Center. So we need someone to play in less than 10 minutes.
Up early in the morning.
Real life, real Cleveland. Bill and Alyssa.
Wake up, baby. You need to wake up. Wake up.
Q Morning Show on Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Let's say good morning to Leah in Streetsboro. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions, Leah?
I am ready.
Let's go. The name of the show that features a puppy who left paw prints behind to help solve mysteries.
Blue's Clues.
Question 2. The specific color of Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz.
Ruby red.
Question 3. The name of the spacecraft on Star Trek.
Oh, my mother will kill me.
Your mother?
My mother will kill me. She's a Trekkie. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I didn't expect for you to say my mother's a Trekkie. Question number 4. The former lead singer of the 80s band The Police, who won Grammys in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Oh.
You know this.
I do know this. Oh, and he's at the top of my tongue, too. Tommy Lee.
All right, final question. It's a type of seasoning also known as sodium chloride.
Salt.
All right, let's get Alyssa back into the studio here first.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Okay, Leah, you're in good shape. You stumbled on a couple of them there, but you regrouped and you went 3 for 5 today.
Ooh.
3 for 5 is pretty good. Alyssa needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. This is Leah in Streetsboro.
Oh, good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Here are your questions, Alyssa. The name of the show that features a puppy who left paw prints behind to help solve mysteries.
Clifford. No?
Sorry, that's Blue's Clues.
Oh, crap. I'm already off to a great start.
It's all right. Question 2. The specific color of Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz.
The movie or the book?
The movie.
Red.
Yeah,
ruby.
I'll accept red. Yes, ruby red. Yes, I'll accept it. I was going to accept red anyway. But you're right. Ruby red. You both said ruby red.
I think they were silver in the book, if I'm not mistaken.
You're correct. Question 3. The name of the spacecraft on Star Trek. And if you don't get this, Leah's mother is going to be very angry at you.
Oh, man. Voltron. Is that a place?
No, I'm sorry. That would be the Starship Enterprise.
I am so sorry, Leah's mom.
All right. So you have 1. And you need 3 to tie. There's only 2 questions left.
So
Alyssa,
I have to get both of them.
You have to get both of these questions.
Okay.
Question 4. The former lead singer of the 80s band The Police, who won Grammys in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Wow.
I don't even have a guess.
Are you serious right now?
That's before my time.
It's really not. He was a solo artist after he was in The Police.
I was born in 93.
He had hit songs after 1993. That would be Sting.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll ask you the 5th question just for fun. It's a type of seasoning also known as sodium chloride.
Salt?
Salt is correct.
Okay, there
However,
we go.
That is only your 2nd correct guess. Leah got 3, Alyssa got 2. Leah wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woohoo!
How about that?
All right.
I did not see it coming. Wow.
What?
Well, Leah, you are starting the week out on a right foot, aren't you?
Yes.
Leah, you have an official Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma, which we're going to send your way, and Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant. Your mother is not going to be disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. My name is Leah, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.